5:52 is their time here in Houston's Morning News. Could we go back at least a couple of years? I don't know. It's tough. When things start going bad, it can be tough to turn things around. But let's run this past our guest here, Terry Schilling with American Principles Project. Is it too late? Can we turn back the hands of time, so to speak, Terry, and get back to what we've lost so far?
Well, Jimmy and Chera, thanks so much for having me. I always have hope in the future, right? It really just comes down to whether or not we can get back to the basics and to prioritizing what really matters. We've lost a lot of things. We've lost community. We've lost our local communities and our local civic institutions, and we've lost our families. We've become atomized, and we prioritize things that shouldn't be prioritized. And there's a fascinating article in the American Thinker about this, about how America in the 1950s compared to today is unrecognizable. It's like there's two different countries. You know, neighbors would drop in on other neighbors. Family members would just drop in on other family members. They'd play cards all night. They'd have impromptu dinners. We don't really have that. We have an atomized nation now, and we're very, very divided. Even in our own families, we're divided. And I think America, if we really want to turn things around and get out of the opioid epidemic, the recession that we're in, the breakdown of all of our local communities, we just have to get back to prioritizing family and our local communities and all the really, truly good things about being a human being.
But, you know, one way you keep human beings of different backgrounds at least collegial with each other is to have a rule of law. And we've lost the rule of law because the law is not applied equally in this country. Until we get back to that, how in the world can you come together? Because you can't trust anybody.
Exactly. And look, there's this saying that, politics is downstream of culture. I used to believe that, but I actually think that it's not true. Politics is the law. It's how we set our laws in this country. And so much of our culture flows from what the law is. And when you're not enforcing the law equally, when you're passing bad laws that cause damage, when you're not upholding good laws, you break down the culture. You break down the society. Look at what's happening at our southern border. We see some people they're giving infant formula to illegal immigrants, but American citizens can't get infant formula for their babies on their grocery shelves. It makes no sense. I mean, what is the point of having a government if we're going to prioritize non-citizens over our own citizens? And that's just one area. Right there, this is happening in hundreds of other places in our country.
You know, Terry, you were describing a sense of community at the beginning of this that, you know, it still reminds me of small town America. I think that sense of community still exists in many small towns, especially here in Texas. But I think even in small towns, it's starting to wane. I guess the question becomes, because it feels certainly like the government is doing more than its fair share to try to break up the community, so to speak. They're kind of turning us all into isolationists, and it feels like it's being done on purpose.
Right. And I think that it's interesting, right, because we have limited government in this country, or we're supposed to. But what we have is, which basically means government only has a limited number of powers in areas there should be. Government's involved in all the areas and all the ways it's not supposed to be, and none of the areas where it's supposed to, right? It's not breaking up any of the big companies that are hurting us, including big tech, right? I think that big tech companies and these mobile phones and social media platforms, I think they're doing a lot to atomize us and break us down. These companies have gotten too big, and now we're basically part of Amazon. We're part of Facebook. We're part of Twitter. We're not part of America anymore. And we're not part of our families. Those become the communities that you belong to. And I really do think that a lot of the problems that we can get solved simply by cracking down on these big tech companies, because I think social media is a major, major, major problem that's causing us to be atomized.
All right. Thank you for your time. Appreciate it. Terry Schilling, American Principles Project, here on News Radio 740 KTRH.